Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to check us out on TV. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Got a lot going on this morning. Coming up at 8:45, Lars Eller is going to join us from the Washington Capitals. Got the head coach of the Wizards, Scott Brooks, joining us at 9 o'clock. They've got a home game tonight against Orlando. And Mike Bray is going to join us, our pal who is the head coach at Notre Dame. They take on the Terps tomorrow night at Xfinity Center. Terps up to number 3 in the country.
Crazy.
In the latest polls, off to an undefeated start.
Super early. Don't get too crazy.
We typically talk to Morgan Moses on Mondays, but I believe he was having an MRI during the scheduled time. So Morgan joins us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He's presented by Steam Fitters UA Local 602. They built the city. Good morning, Morgan. How are you feeling?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Do you have the results yet on the MRI?
How's that back feeling at this point?
I'm sore, man, but it's all for a good cause, right?
I hope.
Yeah, I mean, got a couple W's. That feels good, right?
I know, man. I missed out on Victory Monday.
Yeah, you did. That's fine.
Victory Tuesday.
It lasts all week. So the results are fine? Like, it's not anything that's going to keep you out this week?
Man, you know, I'm going to keep on pushing, man. I'll be in there. I just got to work some things out and get some reps in practice and get it going, man.
Do you get claustrophobic? Because when you're having a back MRI, that's your whole body in there. I don't like it.
Yeah, no. Nah. It definitely, especially for a bigger guy like me, and yeah, being in there for 30 to 45 minutes, man, it sucked. It's rough.
It's, I mean, torture. Did you take like a Valium or something?
Imagine that they make MRI.
Yeah, do they have an extra large MRI machine for Morgan Moses?
No, not at all. I'm sitting there telling them, like, look, you guys are making my back hurt even more.
Right, right. And do you take a Valium or anything to chill out?
No, you can't move. Just go in there. I know, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, I'm not a claustrophobic person, and I've had several MRIs.
It's
with
right
all
on your face.
Problems.
You look up, it's right there.
His nose was touching the top of the tube.
Never
it
been
can
in
feel
one.
Like I've had them for my knees, no big deal, but for my shoulder, they put you way back there.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels like you're in a coffin.
Of course. He had it for his back,
exactly.
Same thing. I had him pull me out once. I said, that's it. Get me out. They pulled me out.
Pretty good.
What
patient.
Exactly happened in the game? Like, do you remember the specific play? Like, what did you feel?
It was our first touchdown, and I surged off the ball, and Geis, I got to the sideline. I said, what the hell, guys? He said, look, it was the only place to fit the ball, man. And his helmet went directly into my back, and I lost some feeling in my leg. So,
ooh.
Was that lower back or upper back?
Lower back.
Yeah. That's scary. If you lose feeling, you get scared then, I would think.
Yeah, so it was actually the second play. Then we went for the two-point conversion that next play. And, you know, I had got a speed rush by Bruce Irvin. And when I turned and pivoted, my back popped. And that's when my legs went numb. So,
ooh, how are you going to go to Topgolf in Ashburn now? Bad
night. Hey, you can still go have a drink. He doesn't have to swing.
That's true. Sit
just
the bar.
Chill a little bit.
Yeah.
I know, man. With this weather, you know, it's about the time for some Topgolf, right?
Yeah, they got the heated bays. So, all right, so talk about the game. I tell you what, watching it, and Carolina goes down the field quickly. In the first two drives, it's 14-0. I'm thinking, here we go. This is going to be like a 38-10 type of game. But you guys battled back, made it a game.
I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, speaking to Jonathan Allen, who's one of our captains, man, he said it the best way, man. He said, hey, 4 or 5 weeks ago, man, we would have lost that game bad.
Yeah.
And I think just the combination of what we know we have in the locker room, the players. You know, I keep on preaching this about us being a young offense, and now you're kind of seeing the chemistry build in some of these younger guys like Sims, you know, Claren, Kevin Harmon, all those guys are starting to show up. Even Geis, you know, Geis hasn't had a lot of playing time, so you consider him as a young player as well. And, you know, everything is starting to gel. Haskins is feeling more comfortable in the pocket. He's trusting the blockers. He's trusting his receivers to get open. And that's just, you know, practice and repetition. You know, I think the one thing we probably had a training camp practice this past week where guys were like, man, we were hitting each other. It felt like training camp. We got after each other because we wanted to establish the run game in this week. And even when we got down 14-0, we still came to the sideline and said, hey, we can run the ball on these guys. I know our first drive was a 3-and-out, but we came to the sideline like, hey, we can run this ball against these guys. You just got to put a hat on the safety, 25, keep them out the box, and everything else will take care of itself.
So what was it? Is it just sort of a matchup or the scheme that you knew you matched up well with?
Well, you know, I don't like to get all into the, you know, stats and stuff like that. You know, whatever it is, they were number two in rushing the passer. They were, you know, I think in the 20s, mid-20s in run stopping. So we kind of knew where the ball – yeah, so we kind of knew where the ball needed to go. And then obviously with, you know, Geis coming back healthy and Adrian being healthy and then having Chris Thompson back as well, we knew we had a three-headed monster in the backfield.
Right.
And the opportunity to get them the ball, run the ball, and then try to play action down the field against their secondary. I think we did a great job just on the matchup, just running the scheme that we wanted to run and sticking to the run plays.
Right.
Can I say something? You honestly sound like a different person after wins than losses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after the loss, man, I got like, dang, I got to go on this show today.
Yeah, I know. Right?
And it's like a totally different guy.
Don't forget UVA beating the Hokies, too, for the first time, I believe, in 15 years.
Hey, so I went 2-0 this weekend.
Right, you did.
You know, UVA, they had a hell of a win. Like you said, it's been 15 years. And I think that was the first time, Coach Callahan said that was the first time we beat that franchise in Carolina since 1998. Yeah. So that was a big deal for both teams.
So you've got Green Bay next. What can you carry forward from this past game against Green Bay? Totally different team. One would guess that with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to need to score a little bit more. He's coming off a 4-touchdown game. What do you expect from Green Bay?
You know, the element of the game, you know, just it's going to probably be snow in there. It's going to be colder. We're going to have to run the ball. You know, we know they have two dominant pass rushers in Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, guys that we both played against throughout their careers in Baltimore and obviously in Washington. But we have to do a great job of just moving the ball. You know, the one thing about Aaron Rodgers, he's magic. He's waiting to happen. But if we can control the time of possession and eliminate him having the ball, that'll help our defense out a lot. But I think, you know, we match up really well with them. You know, our defensive line is, you know, coming off, I think it's a 7-sack game. And then I think, you know, Dunbar is playing the best corner in the NFL. So, you know, I think his matchup, I know he'll be ready guarding Davante Adams and stuff like that. But I think it's a good matchup. I think we just got to take what we did really, really well this past week against Carolina and go into the game and establish the run and just be able to communicate because, you know, it's going to be crazy. I know it's a lot of guys. It's actually my first time ever playing in Lambeau as well. So I know it'll be a lot going on cheering for them, and we just got to control the game.
Can you describe to us what you're seeing in the growth of Dwayne Haskins? Because we're seeing it. I'm seeing progress week to week. Now, he's not a finished product by any stretch. I mean, you got to throw touchdowns. You got to throw for more than 150 yards, whatever he had. But I am still seeing growth. What are you sort of seeing behind the scenes that's allowing this growth to occur?
The most important thing is that his composure, you know, you look at the Detroit games, he missed some throws that were I know he would like to have back.
Right.
And, you know, he knows that he has guys in his ears and behind him. You know, I talk to him just about every day through a text, and, you know, I texted him yesterday and said, hey, Dwayne, man, I love how you're handling the process, and you look like you're having fun. And he's like, hey, man, it's just beginning. And the confidence in him is building. Like I told you guys, he's a gamer, and now that he's getting those reps in practice and he can start seeing things, his ability to move the pocket a little bit and extend plays down the field. And, you know, it's not the stats. You know, everybody wants to look at the stats. Oh, I want to do 150 yards. But the most important thing is he kept the chains moving. When it was a third down, a third and five, you know, he was able to get the ball out and get the first down and extend drives. And that's what you're looking for a young quarterback. Let your defense play if your defense playing outstanding, let them play. And you just move the ball, control, and let's get points on the board.
Are you seeing, is there like extra stuff he's doing on the sideline, like timing stuff with receivers? You're seeing extra stuff where he's working on his footwork and that sort of thing? Or is this just sort of a natural progression of getting the number one reps, that kind of thing?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, him just getting more comfortable with his receivers and then him getting the natural reps and seeing things. And then also just him coming to us and communicating, like, hey guys, I know I see this coverage. And us as veteran offensive linemen explaining to him, like, hey, this is our protection beater. This is what can get us in trouble, so you need to look at this. And, you know, it's just everybody kind of gelling together. You know, you got a quarterback that you know who's going to be there on Sunday, and now you kind of move on not knowing, not looking behind you and trying to figure out who's going to be back there. You know, they made the decision to roll with seven, and now everybody's starting to get a little comfortable with his presence back there.
Hey, Morgan, you might be all right on Sunday. I'm looking at the weather report from Green Bay. On Sunday, high of 39, low of 28, no precipitation.
You can do that. That's no big deal.
I mean, it's cold, but not that cold.
So it's a good one. Look, I'll still be out there with my cutoff shirt.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm looking at Green Bay a couple days later, it's a high of 8 degrees. So you're missing
out. Oh, yeah, you're dodging that bullet.
You're 30 degrees higher.
We just dodged it, man, right?
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, I'm not trying to place blame, but just trying to understand the sacks. Are the sacks because of, like, we're not calling the right protections, or Dwayne just maybe leaving the pocket too soon, or, like, what was happening there? He was sacked 5 times this week.
Just, you know, and I wasn't out there for a lot of the game. I was out there for the first half, so I really didn't get to see everything. I missed a bunch of the plays that were going on. But, you know, I haven't even looked at the film yet because I've been trying to get myself together. But, you know, it could be a number of things. It can be the running back missing, you know, going out. And a lot of the things, too, is like, you know, when you're going through a progression as an offensive line and let's say you're sliding to a backer and then he doesn't come right away and he delays it, you know, you have to move on to your next progression, you know. And so a lot of those timely blitzes that guys get where they are sitting there and they're not coming, then they decide to come last second and you're already on to the next guy.
Right.
You know, that guy's not being picked up. So there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of schemes and schematics that go into the NFL football. You know, this NFL is a copycat league. So once somebody sees one thing and it's effective, they're going to use it the next week. And so it's just about us correcting those things on the sideline, going back out there, making sure we have the right play call, and just execute.
Well, Morgan, we'll talk to you next Monday. Hopefully it'll be another victory Monday, because I swear to God, you're like a different person after a dub.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate
right,
it.
Get better.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Yep. All right, it's Morgan Moses. It affects everyone, the players, sure, the fans.
Especially because
they're happier that they can go to work after a win.
Right,
and you go after a loss, and coaches are down. They're getting after you. Let's hope his back is okay.
All right, remember, coming up a little bit later, Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals will join us at 8:45 with Center Ice with Lars Eller. And the head coach of the Wizards, Scott Brooks, joins us at 9 here on the Junkie.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just a friendly reminder, 106.7 The Fan's proud to support Wreaths Across America at Arlington National Cemetery. You can donate a wreath and volunteer with us to lay wreaths at 106.7thefan.com/wreaths.
So we were talking during the break, three of us in Montgomery County, and thought it was interesting, just didn't imagine that it was happening that close to us, that they broke up a cockfighting ring in Montgomery County.
Yeah, in Burtonsville, I believe.
Silver Spring man who owns the Burtonsville property apparently had about 100 roosters and hens.
100 Chris Russells?
That they believed were involved in illegal cockfight.
A lot of feed cakes.
It is. It certainly is.
Here's the thing. Obviously, cruelty to animals bit, right? It's not cool.
Yeah, it's awful.
But I don't even understand it. So there are, I mean, is it just sort of random that they fight each other? Like, are some, like, better fighter? Like, I don't even
I don't know
it.
How it works. I don't know how they're trained to do it, but they
do train them?
Yeah.
I think so. They put money metal spurs on their feet, and then they go in and they fight to the death until one chicken's dead and
razor sharp.
One,
oh, that's what they do. It's not like you can't get a TKO or anything. You're fighting it to death.
Oh, it's one rooster walks out and one is rotisserie
and people,
chicken.
People simply like it just because it's a way to gamble.
Yeah, gamble.
It's just a way to encourage gambling.
Correct.
Yes.
So you might as well just host a poker game.
Right.
Or, you know,
just take a rake.
Casino night.
Why didn't I take a rake at Felt's Giving? That was stupid. Anyway.
So the government will allow Frank Perdue to chop chicken's heads off.
Yeah.
But you can't
fight
it. Can't raise one to fight.
Yes. That's being done allegedly in a more humane fashion than letting them fight to the death in a cockfighting
ring. It feels good to have your neck cut off.
Well, I'm sure it feels terrible.
Right.
It's the worst feeling
but
ever.
It can't be too humane.
No.
So the Raymond Romig, the guy who was running the ring, faces 22 charges of aggravated cruelty to animals.
That's just weird that it's happening in Montgomery County.
And it's outlawed in 50 states. In Puerto
what
Rico,
part of the county is it?
There's
Burtonsville.
In Puerto Rico, there's
that's right on the line.
Yeah,
there's a big cockfighting ring right across from the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, is it still legal?
Yeah,
it's still I
think as recently as like 10 years ago, or maybe it's still even legal. I think cockfighting was still legal in Oklahoma. Or when like maybe one other
are
United
there like YouTube videos
US
of it?
State.
Or is that even illegal to show that? Like, could I watch a YouTube video
I'm
of
I'm sure you could find one.
Probably. Or right. You could watch you know, the old Seinfeld clips because Kramer had a rooster.
He
little
did.
Little Jerry.
I just want to see a cockfight. I just want to see what it looks like. I wonder if I would be sized.
No.
Why?
You want to see two chickens fight to the death?
I'm
why
just
would
being
you care
honest
about that?
I don't know. I like watching the UFC. These guys are beating the hell out of each other.
Those are
two
humans,
birds.
And they're not killing each other.
Yeah,
it looks like they're killing each other.
Yeah. You want to see a bunch of feathers flying around?
I don't have an affinity for
Google
the
apparently
birds.
Says that it's illegal in all 50 states.
It is illegal now. Apparently the
and
last
the
state government. To make cockfighting illegal was Louisiana in 2008.
I feel like Roy Jones Jr., the boxer, may have had some birds that were cockfighting.
I don't know. Right. How would I know that?
But how do like when the people come, how do they know which one to bet on?
Well, I mean, they're
the
same thing as horses. How do you know which horses to bet on?
Well, that's a regulated industry.
Okay,
I mean, the
roosters probably have a record, right?
Then
they have a trainer.
There's a power ranking.
Yeah, they got an RPI.
Yeah,
they study them. They look at the feathers. They say, this one looks stronger.
Yeah, they go by size.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right.
There wasn't much cockfighting going on in Williams-Brice when Clemson gave him the beatdown.
No, I don't believe so.
All right, you want to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment? Try to entertain you here, Cakes?
Can we start
do.
Off and talk about The Irishman? Because I logged another 45 minutes yesterday.
Cakes did, too.
I think I'm still an hour and 20 short.
I'm getting my way through it.
You've already told me enough.
Well, there was a good scene when Joey Gatto? Crazy Joe gets popped in the diner.
Yeah.
That's a good scene.
You don't know who's playing him.
I recognize that guy.
It's Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian.
The comedian? That's him?
Yes.
I knew I recognized him.
That's definitely him.
That's a good scene. Right, he popped him right in front of his 9-year-old daughter.
11. She was 11.
11.
But
right.
Still. Yeah.
By the way, that guy is on a heater the last 4 or 5 years.
Who, Maniscalco?
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Madison Square Garden.
He's crushing it.
Ridiculous.
Good for him.
That's a good scene. But are you past that? You're way past that, aren't you?
I think I'm a little bit past that, yeah.
So I got about another hour and a half?
Sounds about right. All I know is that Jimmy Hoffa
exactly
was
what I got.
Jimmy Hoffa was super Rick when he walked out of the Teamsters building and saw that the flag was at half mast for JFK's assassination.
Oh, he was not having that.
He was none too happy at that.
I just pulled up The Irishman on my Netflix. I'll tell you exactly what I have. It's unbelievable how long it is.
Are you watching it on your silly laptop?
I am. Let's see. I'm at an hour and 49 right
okay.
now.
Okay. So you'll finish that over the next 2 days.
And it goes all the way to 320.
I'm treating it like a miniseries.
Sure you're halfway. It looks like you're about halfway.
About halfway.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm out. You told me enough. I don't need to see Al Pacino, 80 years old, slow motion, kicking some dude.
No.
You know? That was De Niro.
No, that was De Niro.
De Niro, whatever. Same thing.
You probably wouldn't see it if everyone said it was the greatest movie of all time. It was 3 hours and 30 minutes.
It is long.
That's hard. That's a hard one. Although, like, I could watch like a bunch of episodes of Ozark in a row.
Yeah, you watch a million episodes of Shark Tank with people with stupid business ideas.
Stupid. I'm sure they're stupid. I'm sure Ring. Door.
There are some outliers, but 90%.
Whatever that is.
You wouldn't admit 90% of the ideas are dumb.
No, I think 80, it's about 50-50.
He's
about
choosing 50-50. Not to watch it. He watches the stupid Outlaws show back to back, or the
HGTV.
I haven't watched Memphis Street Outlaws in a while.
You
but
love
I do
watching
that.
People like go in and flip distressed properties all the time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. I think part of me would like to roll the bone. Would like to gamble with that a little bit. You know, I wouldn't do any of the work, but I would hire people.
You would bankroll the people.
I like that scene so much.
Part of me would like to roll the dice.
I like that scene so much. I'm going to watch it again real quick.
Which scene? Oh, in the diner?
When he pops
when he's just
in.
Trying to, all he's trying to do is get some fried clams on his birthday.
He just wants some wine.
That's all.
There's actually a show, I think it's on Amazon, and it's not Jack Ryan, but that I think I want to see. I saw a preview for it yesterday. I don't know if I saw the preview during the football game or whatever, but I think it's about like 9/11 or something.
Oh, yeah. I believe it's called The Report.
And I think it's on now.
I'm going to get
in on
that,
too. I don't even know what the hell it's about. But the preview was so well done.
I'm
going
to tell you, Ricky, right now. FBI agent Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He also plays quarterback for the Giants.
He's very talented.
He performs a lot of picks.
He performs an exhaustive investigation into the CIA's use of torture on suspected terrorists. Look, here are my chips. All in.
Dude,
shoving them.
Did you see the preview for it? It looks silly.
I don't need to see the preview for it. That little snippet. And
well, how did you get that just from me saying that?
I typed in The Report on Google.
How'd you know the name was The Report?
Because my wife told me about it last night.
Ah, see, that's
why. So I was already.
Because my mediocre description wasn't enough.
No.
Yeah.
I had a little extra nugget.
So it's called The Report.
Yes.
I don't know. How long has it been released?
It came out in 2019.
So, I mean, did it come out last week or has it been out for months?
January 26, 2019.
Oh, so it's been out for.
It's about for a year.
And they're just reporting it right now? And it's just one episode or is it like a series?
It says 2019. Drama, 1 hour, 59 minutes.
It's just a movie.
It's a movie.
86% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Have you seen the preview? It looks silly.
Looks all right. It was at Sundance in January, and then they held on to it all year and released it on Amazon.
Kept it close to the vest.
Recently?
Well, it came out in two theaters or whatever a week ago, and then they put it on Amazon a week
later. Okay, so that's why they're promoting it now.
I watched that before.
That looks good.
Sunday. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch that.
How do I do that? I go to Amazon. I got the Amazon app on my... My smart TV.
Yes. Yes.
Get your smart TV. Go to Amazon.
Easier. And then I have to type in my Prime.
It's easier to cure cancer.
You should already be logged in.
It's not that difficult.
I've never watched anything on Amazon.
Do you have an Amazon account?
Correct.
Okay. Well, then at the front, it's going to have your login. Right. And then you just type that in and your password.
I always forget logins.
As if you would
too many.
As if you would log into Amazon on your computer.
Ridiculous.
And then boom.
My wife has a spreadsheet. I always have to call her. She gets so wrecked.
That's why I'll probably never watch Jack Ryan. Because isn't Jack Ryan on Amazon?
Jack Ryan's really good.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Because I guarantee you I can't get my login.
You should
watch it. You can watch it right now during the entertainment page.
I always have to say, what's my Xfinity password? What's my this password?
I have no idea what the passwords are.
What's this password?
Hold on. You don't know how to log into your Amazon account?
Nope.
Well, I have a lot of them saved. If you could hack into my computer,
save
get all
because my daughters use it and they change the passwords all the time.
Why?
Why do they do that?
Because it's a long story.
Just text.
Put it this way:
text your daughter. Don't you text her like 100 times a day?
Oh yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick.
Yeah. Just say
something
Amazon
called.
Password.
You ever heard these two words put together? Retrieve password. If you forget your password, you retrieve it in your email.
I know, but
it just takes forever. It's just a pain in the butt.
It takes forever. It takes one minute.
They send you an email link. And you
it takes a minute.
And then you got to somewhere write down that password.
Bickle, this is what you're missing. Hold on. This is what you're missing.
All right. Wait.
as he ended up losing multiple regular season games.
That's
the I like how whatever other window you have up is bleeding into the audio from the Irishman.
I saw Scorsese said he does not want people to watch the Irishman on their phones.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. People get bitter.
Well, you know what? Stop being a curmudgeon. Okay. You have to adapt to the way people use media and technology in 2019.
All right.
Where am I supposed to watch it? In the theater?
I think I'll probably finish this by Friday.
All right, speaking of Friday.
I'll do 45 minutes a day. Yeah, do it.
Friday, we're going to have, of course, our holiday show. I mean, Christmas show, whatever you want to call it.
Kwanzaa show, Hanukkah show, Christmas show.
We always play Christmas music throughout the show.
Drinking show.
Right. Apparently, over in the UK, they've voted their most annoying Christmas songs.
Ooh, this is a good one.
I can assure you, we'll play most of these songs, if not all of them. The one they voted number one, I guarantee you we will play. Care to guess?
The number one most annoying
Christmas song, according to, I guess, the British donks.
The Brits. I'm going to say Little Drummer Boy.
No, not even in the top 10, Gates.
Wow.
No idea. There's 5 billion.
Jingle Bells.
It's recorded by a pop star.
Again, five billion of
them. Is it Mariah Carey's number?
All I want is Christmas is you.
I love this
acting song.
Number one most annoying Christmas. I actually get sized.
I know. I like it.
It's tripe. It's garbage.
This is the only thing she ever put out that I like.
She is.
Monday and Tuesday.
I prefer the YouTube sensation of Mariah Carey doing this song live without all the studio enhancement, and she couldn't fall on her face more.
Cakes. What kind of Grinch are you? This is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I can think of 100 better Christmas songs right now. 100. Right now.
You have to write a list.
All right. You want me to really write down a list?
Do 100.
All right,
I'll give you
the whole show.
I'll do it. Get us to 9 o'clock. 100.
If you go up to 100. 100's a lot. How about 10? How about 50? No. You know what? I'll do 100. It's Mariah Carey. Stinks on ice.
She doesn't stink on ice. She stinks on ice now. But in her
this
prime,
is the best, no, this is the
in
best
her
song
peak,
she's ever
hold on.
Done.
Can we put money on this, Cage?
He can't come up with 100. You'd have to Google
I can.
It. You'd have to Google it. No Googling
no,
allowed.
No Googling allowed. No,
he's going to peter out at about 30.
Yeah.
100 is...
I'm already at 2.
I mean, 98 more.
I'm just steamrolling my way to 100.
By the way, we need song, title, and artist.
No. You get song, title, and maybe artist.
No, you can just write down Jingle Bells. It's fine.
All right,
and
guys.
I'm going to read all 100 of them before the show's over.
Wait
till next week.
With the chicken sandwich craze, apparently.
Hold on, you didn't do the top 10.
You want to do all? I don't want to give them to him now.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, no, don't give.
Don't give them to me because you know it doesn't matter because I'm going to have them on this list. I'm going to have all 10 of those on my list that are better than that stupid. Awful Mariah Carey tune.
But, you know, obviously with the popularity of Popeye's chicken sandwich and, of course, Chick-fil-A been dominating that arena for years, I guess folks have never really been pleased with what McDonald's has offered. So they have come out with two new options. The Crispy, which is topped with butter and crinkle-cut dill pickles.
That sounds good.
Served on a tasty, buttery potato roll. And then they have the deluxe, topped with tomatoes, lettuce, and mayo, served on a similar tasty, buttery potato roll.
Everybody's in that space now. Glory Days Grill's in that space.
Yes, they
have a fantastic fried chicken sandwich.
Unfortunately, though, they're saying the reviews are mediocre. People aren't loving them. So, still, it looks like Popeyes, at least for now, it's between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A for most people.
Well, those places specialize in chicken. McDonald's, it's kind of an offshoot. They specialize in burgers and fries.
I go to McDonald's. I get a grilled chicken sandwich. Silly. I'm the only one, I guess, that orders grilled, but I get the grilled.
I get the quarter pounder with cheese.
Let me see.
What else? Song number 8.
Good luck.
100 might be tough.
We told you that.
Remember we did this story about how...
If I give you 40 of them, you still struggle.
I don't think Jason was here, but there was a story that came out where some donk said... There were like bloggers out there, and they're suggesting
it was the new wellness trend.
Yeah, that if you just you pull your pants down and you put your
you moon the sun
that would be good for you for about 30 seconds. that somehow that energized you, that vitamin
somehow,
D.
Even after talking about it, I haven't seen it, this huge amount of guys doing that.
Of course, it's absurd, right?
More like vitamin A.
but Josh Brolin, the actor, he apparently tried it, and what do you think happened?
Got sunburned.
He burned his ass up.
Oh, I thought you were paparazzi got him.
Well, he was bitter at the end of Everest when everybody's leaving him up on the mountain, and he nearly froze to death.
He says
somebody hooked him.
His blank is crazy burned. He was going to spend the day shopping with his family. Instead, he's icing and using aloe and burn creams of the severity of the pain.
I will give you a $1 IOU if you can tell me the name of his character in Avengers.
Josh Brolin?
Yes, Josh Brolin. And I'll give you a hint. He was the villain. Dollar IOU.
Did I see the Avengers?
No chance.
I don't even think I can do that.
Can you give me the first letter of the character?
T.
Terminator.
not Terminator.
What's the second letter?
H.
Thor.
Not Thor.
He was purple.
Purple.
Oh, is it Thanos?
Yes. Thanos. No IOU
Thanos.
To you.
I don't know what that is.
Look, ripping up the IOU.
You shouldn't know that.
Yeah, of course. I'm proud that I don't know that.
You should know that. And it's called pop culture.
And last but not least,
culture stinks.
Jason, there's a history teacher in South Africa that is a show.
South Africa.
Right? Her name is Fiona Viotti. She's 30.
Let me see. All
right?
She's dirty.
Yep.
I know that.
Like her
apparently
already.
She tagged about 5 students between 2013 and 2019. I don't think she's up for any charges because I think most of them were 18, if not all of them. But she did have to resign because of the allegations. And apparently she's now distraught, and I guess I can't blame her, but I have a perverse interest in this because the videos were posted to Pornhub.
No.
Now, the problem is they've been taken down. Valdez, did you happen to capture them in time? That's kind of your thing.
Twinkle in his eyes.
Yeah, I mean,
that's kind of your thing.
He's ready.
BB's coming out.
I mean, this girl's a smoke show.
Check your email.
Yeah, the girl is an absolute smoke show. Jason.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were in high school? And you had Miss Viotti.
We had nobody that looked like that at DeMatha.
Nobody.
Nobody. Who was your guy? Who did you have somebody?
I don't want to say. I don't want to say because I had some. We had a teacher that's now actually still teaching in Montgomery County.
Gotcha.
It actually had my daughter.
And she was teaching you old dogs?
She taught us. She was like fresh out of college. Now, seriously, she's elderly.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, she's probably in her 50s.
She's grinding.
But you guys were sized?
I mean, you're
so much.
You're
could
in an all boys school.
No, she looked like this.
Yeah. She was just the only female.
Right, I think there's
there.
A chance I can do 100
songs. You know what I had for typing.
You're tapping out.
I mean, I'm stuck at number 10. I'm racking my feeble brain.
Yeah, right. You think you get 90 more? Do you give up?
Yeah. Look, wave the white flag.
You know how quickly it takes to wave the white flag.
Wave the white flag. It's
all right,
so
coming up next is Center Ice with Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy to welcome in our friend Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. Time for Center Ice with Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence. What's up, Lars? How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Great to have you on a heater. You guys have won three in a row, and you know you scored a goal before Thanksgiving in that 4-3 win over Florida. How'd that feel?
Yeah, no, that felt good. I think we've been playing a little bit better here lately the last couple of games, and always good to be on a good roll when you start going on a long road trip and feel good about your game.
Kind of a weird game. You guys score four goals. You only had 20 shots in the game. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we always
penalties.
A lot of penalties and. I think we just don't waste a lot of shots from, you know, taking low percentage shots. We try, you know, kind of trying to wait or make a play to get to a better situation. And you know, the guys that we do have that score goals, they're very talented at scoring goals. So when they get the opportunity, usually, you know, they convert. So I think it's a little bit of a mixture of not wasting too many shots and also a lot of talent up front.
So, Lars, before you guys headed out to California, you get the win over Detroit this past weekend. Willie gets a goal in the third to push your guys' lead to two goals at that point. Then 9 seconds later, Luke Glendening gets one past Sammy, brings the Wings back to within one goal. What's the reaction from the coaches and from the players on the bench when something like that happens, when it's bang, bang, a goal from each team like that?
Yeah, that's not ideal. And we talked about it a couple of times, how important the shifts are after you score a goal, after you let up a goal, that you need a big next shift. You know, that's we weren't happy with that. But I think we moved on from it pretty quick, and I don't think we gave them a whole lot after that either. So, you know, mistakes are going to happen once in a while, but it didn't. Fortunately, that game, it didn't cost us anything.
Joined by Lars Eller, Center Ice with Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com, hit the road with confidence. So in that game, Ovi has a hat trick with two empty netters. Now, I brought this up with one of the other guys, and they're like, it's still a hat trick. But doesn't it feel different with two empty netters? Do you guys rip them on that hat trick, or is it just the same as three regular goals?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he'll take it either way. But I don't see two empty netters from the same guy too often. But I think at the end of the day, always up there with the greatest scorers of all time, and I'm sure that they have everybody who's you know, all the guys that scored a lot of goals. They had their fair share of empty netters as well. I'm pretty sure.
Lars, it's time for a quick pop quiz. I hope you're ready for this.
Uh-oh.
Fill in the blank. Ovi got his blank career hat trick over the weekend. What number was that for Ovi, if you had to guess, or do you know?
I don't know. I would say it's in the 20s. 23rd?
Oh, you're very good. 24th career hat trick for Ovi. That's 10 ahead of.
See, he doesn't want to give him the one with the empty netters.
Hey, you know what? He'll give it to him. He just said you always count it. So he's at 24. He's 10 ahead of the next closest active player in that category. It must be nice for you to call your generation's top goal scorer a teammate in Ovi. I mean, he keeps doing it at this age. It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible, and you take it a little bit for granted when you play with him, you know, on the same team every day. But you know, when you say you look at the stats and compare it to other players, he's just special. He's special.
Yeah, you know, overall in the month of November, it looks like you guys went 10-2-2. I think that adds up to 22 points for the month. Pretty damn successful month. What can you guys improve on?
I still don't think we've played, you know, like our very best game yet. I think I, you know, I can't remember exactly now, but I think, you know, the Vegas game is kind of one of the ones to stand out, where we played a really good team game for 60 minutes. Other than that, I think a lot of games, though, we've been playing well, but I think we have another level that we haven't gotten to yet. I say that because I know I've seen how good this team can play from in the past. So I know we have a little bit more, especially offensively, I think, that we can improve on. But the good news is that, you know, even though we're not playing our best, we're still finding ways to win games. And I think our bottom, what do you say, like the bottom level, has been higher this year than probably was, last year.
Joined by Lars Eller, center ice with Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence. The Caps are on the road to take on the Sharks tonight. You had an off day in Northern California yesterday, Lars. Did you have anything special on the itinerary? I saw that Joe B. and John Walton, two of the team's broadcasters, they made a trip to Napa Valley to a winery. So did you guys do anything special, or is it just hang by the hotel, like team dinner? What's going on there?
Everybody did different stuff. I think some guys went to San Francisco. I kind of stayed here in San Jose. It was pretty raining and raining and cold here. But I'm actually planning to go to a winery today and experience Napa myself. So I'm looking forward to that.
Very nice. The Sharks, your opponent tonight, 11-2 in their last 13 outings. They're red hot. They've got the top penalty kill unit in the league. Not going to be an easy one in the Shark Tank tonight for you guys.
It never is. Never is an easy game out here. It always tends to be the first game you play out here in this trip against the Shark in San Jose, and they're just a solid home team. So we're gonna need our very best, I think, to beat them.
Well, Lars, you started off the road trip with a win in Detroit. Hopefully you get another one tonight against the Sharks. Another day off, then the double dip in L.A. with the Kings and the Ducks. Thanks again, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, that's all Lars right. Eller from your Washington Capitals, as they are in the midst of a West Coast roadie. Sharks tonight and the Kings and the Ducks upcoming.
They're rolling. I'm ready for the playoffs.
I know. I think we all are.
And what's exciting is he says they still haven't played their best hockey yet. You know, he's had a great November, and he still thinks maybe one game out of that month jumps out at him, you know, that Vegas game where they really played at that next level. So that's exciting.
How about you save that best hockey for, I don't know, May and into early June?
Exactly.
Like the Caps did a few years back.
That works.
That'd be nice. That was Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. We're the Junkies, coming back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.